This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 137, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the spring of 2010 and to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 137. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. So how y'all doing in Roots Rock Radio land? I hope you survived this winter safe and warm. What a February it was. Usually February is not too eventful. This year we received about 60 inches of snow over a two-week period. It's well into March 2010, and we still have snow on the ground around Roots Rock Radio headquarters. It was the most snow that I can remember in my lifetime. The indoor cats, including the former kitten Max, stayed warm and had lots of fun since we were home for a week unexpectedly, waiting for the snow plows to catch up. So what's happening around Roots Rock Radio headquarters? Well, the first day of spring is almost here. Spring arrives on March the 20th, which happens to be my birthday. Thank you very much. I also paid the post office box fee this month for the next 6 months, and I'm sure I'll be mowing grass pretty soon. So the spring, summer, fall, and winter, they parallel the seasons of life. I'm ready for the spring, and then the Roots Rock Radio headquarters barbecue season will be well underway for 2010. And South by Southwest is also approaching, the music gathering in Austin, Texas. So regular Roots Rock Radio listeners know that I'm a fan of the TV series Lost. The final season of Lost is almost halfway done. It's gearing up to reveal some answers that have been disguised from us for the first 5 seasons. The producers, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, have said the end will be bittersweet, a combination of good and bad events. The classic battle of good versus evil, just like real life. I listen to several Lost podcasts. The Jay and Jack Show, Jacob's Cabin, and The Transmission. It will be interesting once Lost ends to see how these dedicated podcasters wind up their years of podcasting about Lost. I wonder if anybody will continue over the summer. I hope so. The fact that Lost will be no more after May the 23rd is in itself bittersweet. It's been my favorite TV show since the very beginning, and I don't see a TV replacement for me at this point in time. So Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland is a monster hit. It passed its budget already, even though it had some mediocre reviews, with numbers blowing away Avatar's first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. IMAX on Friday had the biggest day in their history with $4.3 million for Alice. Overseas, Alice shot to number one almost everywhere after opening day in 40 territories beginning Wednesday. That's one movie I will be seeing. I'm a big fan of Tim Burton. So here's some dates in history. In 1913, the Internal Revenue Service begins to levy and collect income taxes. In 1950, Silly Putty is invented. In 1922, Babe Ruth signs 3 years at $52,000 a year for the New York Yankees. And 8 years later, in 1930, Babe Ruth signs a 2-year contract for $160,000 with New York Yankees. 1933, the game of Monopoly is invented. This is a strange one. In 1831, Edgar Allan Poe was removed from the West Point Military Academy. In 62, the Beatles, with Pete Best, had their TV debut on the BBC. They performed a song called Dream Baby. In 1616, Sir Walter Raleigh was released from the Tower of London. I actually saw his room at the Tower of London when I visited quite a few years back. In 1958, 50 inches of snow across the Mason-Dixon line. Well, we beat that this year. So I'm looking forward to all the new rock and roll, the real rock and roll, roots rock from indie bands from around the globe that Roots Rock Radio will be able to present to you this coming year. So the original Roots Rock Radio show originally aired in March 2005. At that point, I probably had less than 100 listeners. There was no podcast listing in iTunes. Podcasting was about 6 months old, and podcast directories were just beginning. At that time, word of mouth and placing show info in podcast directories was the only way to increase listenership. So we are starting in year number 6 for the Roots Rock Radio Show. Thanks to all you listeners for listening over these years. We hope to have another 5 years ahead of us. As always, support the artists that you hear on this show. Buy their CDs, go to their concerts, and send them an email of appreciation. We've got some good music from Australia and Denmark and the good old USA, of course, for this show. So first up, Lily Sparks. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Still your car, still your wife. If you don't want your man, cuts the night. I won't get up, get ready for my ride. The bright steel line hurt my hand. Wanna find somewhere, I'm getting on my mind. And I wanna ride, and I wanna roll, and I wanna ride. I wanna swing these rhythm and blues into the night. Well, it might take some time. Start rocking, everybody start moving. See, I wanna rock, and I wanna roll, yeah, I wanna ride into the night. And I wanna ride. And
we just heard, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, THORBJORNRISAGER. Rock and Roll Ride, on the web at cdbaby.com. That was courtesy of Western Music Promotion from Sweden. Before that, we heard Nick Curran and the Lowlifes. We heard his tune, The Lowlife. On the web, myspace.com, Curran Rock, C-U-R-R-A-N, Rock, from Austin. That was courtesy of Mile High Productions. Before that, we heard Indigenous. We heard their tune, Feel All Right Now, on the web, indigenousmusic.net. That's courtesy of Vanguard Records. They are working on a new CD right now. And opening the set, we heard Lily Sparks. We heard their tune, Stars, on the web, lilysparks.com. From their website, Forged in the Crucible of New York Rock Scene. Thanks to Aerial Publicity for supporting Roots Rock Radio. That's one of their artists. Here's some rock and roll news. In 1967, working on their next album, The Beatles recorded additional overdubs for Lovely Rita, including harmony vocals, effects, and the percussive sound of a piece of toilet paper being blown through a hair comb. 1970, Simon & Garfunkel's album Bridge Over Troubled Water started a 10-week run at number one on the U.S. chart. 1958, speaking of Simon & Garfunkel, Big Records released Our Song by a teenage duo from Queens, New York, Tom and Jerry, which became Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. 1966, the Rolling Stones started recording sessions for their 10th UK single, Paint It Black, at RCA Studios in Hollywood. 1973, Slade scored their 4th UK number one single with Come On, Feel the Noise, the first single to enter the charts at number one since The Beatles' Get Back in 1969. 1966, Bob Dylan recorded Just Like a Woman for his Blonde on Blonde album at Columbia Recording Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. 1969, the Small Faces split up after singer Steve Marriott announced he was leaving the band. Ronnie Lane, Ian McLagan, and Kenny Jones linked up with Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart and formed The Faces. In 1974, Bad Company kicked off their first UK tour. The band was made up by ex-members from Free, Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk, Mott the Hoople, Mick Ralphs, and King Crimson, Boz Burrell. Next up, Mr. Ray Mason. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Put all those bad things away. You must have a box somewhere that says, do not open. Locked up tight like a penitentiary stay. So put all those bad things away. I'm a sin eater, a front door greeter. You'll feel much better when I show you to your table. A sin eater of a low degree heater. You feel much better when I take the floor away. Don't get misled by my how do you do. Taught by the best, and I know how to get to you. And don't be swayed by my warm, extended hand. I'll offer it to anyone, I'm just that kind of man. Sin eater, a front door greeter. You feel much better when I show you to your table. Sin eater of a low degree heater. You feel much better when I take the floor away. Sometimes it's the difference so slight. You lead to the left, then you go to the right. How come it's so easy to get them mixed up? You look, you make the move, then you're all screwed up. Away. You must have a box somewhere that says do not open. Locked up tight like a penitentiary stay. Let's put all those bad things away. Cause I'm a sin eater, a front door greeter. You feel much better when I show you to your table. Sin eater of a low degree heater. You feel much better when I take the floor away. Put all those bad things away.
Some say doomed right from the start. 40 years later and she laughs all day. Didn't bother much now anyway. Say hey ho, what are you gonna do? We're all getting older, yeah, me and you. jumping out of planes, juggling knives. A doctor pulled her raisin right out of her ear. Her heart stopped beating, but now she could hear. They pounded on her chest and they jumped around. When she came to, Doc said, slow down. They were coming in clear, but she ran away. Went climbing up a mountain later that day. Hey ho, what are you gonna do? We're all getting older, yeah, me and you. Say hey, we're all gonna die. Don't hang around wondering when or why. Each morning when you wake up, the sun is shining. Be just like a young pup sniffing in the air. Go chase a dream.
You can lose your passport. call it home, but it ain't where your heart is. Wake up every day trying to get back where you started. Both sides of the coin, yeah, you're born to rock and roll. Hear them church bells singing a thousand years from home. Been down every road, waiting to find one that leads you home and walk a hard line in. There ain't no easy way, but I got some shiny little wisdom with my age. But I learned a thing or two, forgot a couple more. All I got is time ahead, and that's what I use it for. Did you make your way, wasting time and wasting days, wasted lines on wasted pages, rambling along? Well, I spend a night or two with friends now gone, drinking blues, thinking, drinking everything away. Last days just got along, and we all just moved along, scattered like leaves into the wind. Been down waiting to find one that leads you home and walk a hard line in. There ain't no easy way. Well, I got some shiny little wisdom with my age. Well, I learned a thing or two, forgot a couple more. All I got is time ahead, and that's what I'll use it for. Some shiny little wisdom with my age. Well, I learned a thing or two, forgot a couple more. All I got is time ahead, and that's what I'll use it for.
We just heard James Keys. We heard his tune Hardliner on the web myspace.com, James Keys Music. That's from his new CD, Ruminations. Before that, we heard Candy Cane, Till You Go Too Far, on the web candycane.com, CandyKane. Before that, we heard Dirt Farm, We're All Gonna Die, on the web dirtfarm.org. And opening the set, we heard from Ray Mason. We heard his tune, Sin Eater, on the web, raymason.com. In the new issue of Rolling Stone, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and producer Don Was tell the story behind the Rolling Stones' upcoming Exile on Main Street reissue, which is due May 18th, in a variety of special editions, several of which feature 10 never-before-heard Stones tracks from the Exile era. At the end of the Rolling Stone telephone interview with Richards, we asked him about the possibility of a new Stones album in the near future. He said, "There's no definite plans, but I can't see any of them stopping," Keith says. "I wouldn't be surprised if we did some recording later this year." Keith says he admits he's uncertain whether any sort of tour would follow. "I don't know how the rest of them feel about road work at the moment," he tells Rolling Stone. "Maybe we'll search for a different way for the Stones to go back on the road. Maybe not the football stadiums anymore. Maybe something different. You can't go there in lemon yellow tights forever." Keith also addressed the reports he had stopped drinking. "Listen, the rumors of my sobriety are greatly exaggerated," he said. "And we'll leave it at that." That was from RollingStone.com. I'll be interested in that new version of Exile on Main Street. That's one of the greatest rock and roll albums of all time, in my opinion. Next up, John and Rachel Nicholas. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
saving for a future and a rainy day. But when the rain comes down in a thunderstorm, got a hole in the bucket and the levee is torn.
Don't wanna get swept aside. There's only so much that you can do
about the rising tide. People like us got the moon and the stars, dreams in the bank and silver in jars. We got streaks of gray, yeah, we worry too much. What's gonna happen to people like us?
People like us got a lot on their minds, a load on their back and ties that bind. Gonna take the high road and age with grace. Gonna smell the roses, whatever it takes.
Violin string, if love was a sin. do. I wore flat heels, made for dancing, and the joint began to hop. You said bedtime's come and gone, mister, it's only 6 o'clock. Well, you're a great big baby, and that's why I'm leaving you. Oh, now, you're such a great big baby, and that I find it so hard to do.
Just heard Annie Piper. We heard her tune Great Big Baby from Australia. On the web, AnniePiper.com, A-N-N-I-P-I-P-E-R. She's a bass player. Before that, we heard Hoots and Hellmouth. We heard their tune Known for Possession. On the web, HootsandHellmouth.com. Before that, we heard Cadia. We heard her tune Pretty Picture. On the web, myspace.com, Cadia Music, K-A-T-I-A. Another artist, courtesy of Aerial Publicity. And opening the set, we heard John and Rachel Nicholas, People Like Us. On the web, johnandrachelnicholas.com, another Aerial artist. Here's some rock and roll news. In 1956, RCA Records placed a half-page ad in Billboard magazine claiming that Elvis Presley was the new singing rage. In 71, Janis Joplin started a two-week run at number one in the U.S. singles chart with the Kris Kristofferson's Me and Bobby McGee. She died the year before on October 4th at age 27. 1977, Lou Reed was banned from appearing on the London Palladium in England because of his punk image. 1977 also, T-Rex played their final ever gig in England. 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. 1968, the Stones started recording their next single, Jumping Jack Flash. They used their new producer, Jimmy Miller, at Olympic Studios in London for that one. In 65, Eric Clapton quit the Yardbirds due to musical differences with the other band members. Clapton wanted to continue in a blues-type vein, while the rest of the band preferred the more commercial style of their first hit, For Your Love. 1955, CBS talent scout Arthur Godfrey turned down the chance to sign Elvis Presley. Instead, at the same audition, he signed singer Pat Boone. And in 2001, Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow was voted the Song of the Century in a poll published in America. Great song, great version of that song. So there you have it, another edition of the Roots Rock Radio Show for the beginning of the spring of 2010. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of good rock, roots rock and roll for this year from the artist of the Roots Rock Radio Show. If you know of an artist, have him contact me, richard@rrradio.com. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.